We learn now the Sikha in Chelek Yud Gimel Masay Aleph. The Sikha discusses a very close the Kedinyan Echsidis, the Inyan of the three Inyanim in Teira, the Inyan of Mechira, Yerusha, and Matane, how it is in Avedas Ha'adam. We'll go through the Sikha and the Teichen Ha'inyan inside together with the Ha'aris. The Rebbe starts in Seif Aleph, that we find in Chalukah Sa'aretz, L'chure, two opposites. In one hand, the Chalukah was the Chalukah Sichlis. Like it says in the Pasuk, L'rav tarbe nachlosi, v'lam'a tamit nachlosi. In other words, each Shevet got the land according to how many people there is in that Shevet. Which means it's a Seichel de Chalukah. On the other hand, we know that the Chalukah was Alpi HaGeirel. And Geirel, we know, is not the Inyan of Seichel. Not only that, it says, Rebbe brings a Loshon in Shubas HaGeinim, Ha'iver al HaGeirel, Ke'iver al HaSeres HaDibis. So the Shaila is, first of all, what's the two Inyonim, the two extremes, the two sides of Chalukah Sa'aretz, Mitzad Echad was the Chalukah Alpi Seichel, and the Yachadim Zeh, it was the Inyan of HaGeirel. And second of all, what's the Inyan Miyuchid of HaGeirel, and why is the Shaykh Davka to HaSeres HaDibis? How do we know the Chaluki was Alpi Seichel? Because the Pasuk says, L'rav tarbe nachlosi, v'lam'a tamit nachlosi, and like you explained before, it means that every Shevet, according to how many people he had, that's how big, that's how much of a land he got. The Rebbe says, that in the order of here, in the Sikh in order 6, the Rebbe brings that this Pshat in the Pasuk is not so poshut. This is the way Rashi learns, that L'rav tarbe nachlosi is going on the Shevet. If a Shevet had more people, he got more land. But the Ramban argues on Rashi, Miyusad on the Sugyan Bava Basra. And the Ramban learns that the Shvotim gather Chalokim al Pi HaGeirel. And the land that every Shevet got in general was not dependent on how many people there is in that Shevet. And when the Pasuk says, Lorav Tarben Achlosei, that depends according to how many people, is not referring to the Shevet in general, it's referring to how many people there is in the family. In every Shevet Gufe, because they gave it out to every Mishpoche, so this was depending on how many people there is, that's in that family, that's how much land he got. So, no matter whether we learn like Rashi, that Lorav Tarben Achlosei means that the Shevet in general, the land, the amount of land that every Shevet in general got was according to how many people he had. Was, of course, the Chalukah al Pi Seichel. And even if you learn like the Ramban says, L'Rav, that the Shevet, the Chalukah to the Shvatim in general was al Pi HaGeirel. Still, every individual Mishpoche got the land al Pi Seichel. If you had a bigger Mishpoche, he got more land of the Shevet. If you had a smaller Mishpoche, he got less land. So, B'meilu Kumtui is that there was at the end of the day, every person got his chalukah. It was a chalukah al pisaych. And b'yachadim zeh, there was also a chalukah al pigeiro. And again, like we mentioned before, that according to Rashi, the chalukah was a seichel de chalukah, and the same according to the Ramban. But according to both of them, even according to Rashi, who learns that the entire chalukah from beginning to the end was a chalukah al pisaychel, there was also an addition to the chalukah al pisaychel, there was also a geirel in addition to that. And like the Rebbe says in order 9, Re'ei pirish Rashi pinchas shov, ve'af al pishal yhoyu ha'chalokim shovim, so what shulchure means was a seichel deke chalukah, so l'chure only went according to how many people there was in the shevet, lo yosu elu al de geirel, Vigama chalukah l'mishpoches soisu al pi hageirel. Kim mefurish v'parshaseinu v'isnachaltem esoretz v'geirel l'mishmecheseichem. So that means that the entire chalukah was taki al pi seichel, and also in addition to that, also al pi hageirel. In addition to that, the Rebbe brings that there was also the din of the Urim Betumim. In other words, there was the geirel, and before they put the geirel, there was also a call. Beruach HaKedesh, Im Shevet Pleini Eila, Tchum Pleini Eila Ime. And the Rebbe asks, if you already have Ruach HaKedesh, why do you need a Gedol? Let's see Ari 11 in the Sikh. Zog the Rebbe, Milosh Narashi, the Hagerel Hoya al Piruach HaKedish, Kemeshim Mefurish Bebaba Basra, Mashma L'Chu'urish Shehu'urim Bitumim Heichichu, Shehagerel Hoya al Pi Hashem Beruach HaKedish V'loi Ba'akroi. Ulefizeh in the Shnei in Yonim Shein. So the Rebbe says that the Rebbe sees that we don't have to say that the Urim Bitumim and Ruach and the Gerel are two separate in Yonim. The Rebbe says it was Ikra was a Gerel. Why do we need the Urim Bitumim? Someone can come and say the Gerel stam happened to be by Bimikra by coincidence. But who says it was Mumaila? So the Urim Bitumim told us as the Gerel is Take coming Mumaila. And then starting Take not two separate things. But the Rebbe says, still, we'll have to understand that if you anyways have the Urim Bitumim, what do you need a Gerel? Rashi says, and Rashi brings an Hagerel Hoya Medaber. So, Hari Hagerel Atzmei Tzoveyach Shua Upi Hashem. Vein Tzorech Urim Bitumim. If the Indian is, we need a proof that the Gerel is coming from the Eibishter, it's not by Akroi, not by coincidence. We had that by the Gerel itself. We didn't need Urim Bitumim. The Gerel itself was screaming, I'm coming from the Eibishter. So we already had the proof. So we cannot say that it's only the Urim Bitumim only came to prove the Gerel. We have to say it was a separate thing. It was two things. There was the Urim Bitumim and there was the Gerel. Let's start Seif Beis. The Yuvan calls that Behagdim Hashem Otsino Gimel in Yonim in a Gelote. So understand, what's the end of the Chalukah So'aretz? Sai al Pi Seichel. And the Chalukah So'aretz al Pi HaGeirol. So the Rebbe gives us a Hagdome, what we find when we get to Teire 3 in Yonim. Aleph, Yerusha. Kamei Shenemar Teire Tzivolonu Meisha Meirosha Kehilas Yank. Say Yerusha. Beis, we find the lashon of Mecher. K'mayim merazal, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Mocharti Lochem Teiros. I sold you the Teir. Gimel, it's called Maton. K'mayim merazal, Gimel Maton is Tevis, Nosan HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, the union of Teire, one of them is Teire, Uchanusach HaTfilos Man, Matan Teirosei. What is the chiluk of these three things? The Rebbe explains. The hefresh beneim yuvon dehachiluk shebein Yerusha mecher umatone bepashas in yonim. Yerusha idover sheinitoli b'mayim udumatzav hamekabel hayedish. It doesn't make a difference who you are. If you're a godlo, you're a kot. Even a tinik beneim mecher, a baby of one day old, can also get a Yerusha. Mashek in mecher is something you have to pay for. You have to invest in it. That means that mecher mechire is according to how much you invest, that's what you get. Yerusha, no matter who you are and what you are, you're going to get it. But still the Rebbe says weiter, even though that in Yerusha you get, no matter who you are and what you are, still, the beis in yonim elu, sai by Yerusha, and sai by mecher, tzorich li islam mekabel shaychis v'achize v'erich lehem. B'Yerusha, har yudavke b'kreve shel hameirish, shai Yerusha nechosof, B'mecher halakeach tzorich l'shalom in chosov t'muras dover hanimka. Which means, even by Yerusha, that no matter who you are, you're going to get it, but there has to be a certain shaychus. You have to be a relative. If you're not a relative, you will not get it. And what is the end of relationship? What's the end of a relative? A relative means a certain kiruv. A certain kiruv from the two people. A sava person off the street cannot yarsh. Masha'inki in the end of matone. In other words, by Yerusha, we have to take in consideration also who is the person yarshening. Not every person of the street can yarshen. When we're talking about matone, it's in ganzen not negia who you are. Because Maton is exclusively only mitzad the nation. If the nation decided that he wants to give this matone to whoever, the person will get it. Not he invested in it, not he paid for it, not he's going to get according to any investment he did, and not that he had a previous relationship. It's something which the nation mitzad atzmi decided, I want to give him. These are the three in yon. Let's see a few ha'arasim. We'll start with ha'ara 19. What the Rebbe brings down, the union of Yerusha. Teir is called Yerusha. So the Rebbe in ha'ara 19, it's not only an expression Yerusha. V'negi ala halacha. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, that agoy de alur in Teir is chayel misa. Because the Teir says, Teir atzivu lonu meishe mirosho. Mirosha, the Gemara dashes in lonu mirosha, but lay lohem, it's a Yerusha only for Yid, not for Goy. So this pasuk tells us a Goy is not a little, cannot learn Teir, and it's chayel misa if he does. And then the Rebbe is medayik another prat. It says in the pasuk, mirosha kihilas yankif. Now what does it mean kihilas? So usually kihilas means the community, the cloud. But the Rebbe is Magishno. When you say the word Kihilas Yankiv, doesn't only mean it's a Yerusha for the Klal. L'kol echad ve'echad mikihilas Yankiv. It's a Yerusha to every single person individually. V'leila ha'klal al derech gezel ha'shevet. There's a musik by Truma. Let's say a person eats Truma before he gave it to the Kayin. Truma which belongs to the Kayin. There's no, he didn't, God didn't steal from individual Kayin. It belongs to Shevet Levi, belongs to Kayinim in general. But there's no individual Kayin it belongs to. And therefore, there's no individual Kayin who can come and demand, pay me the Truma. Over here we say no. Over here we say, by Teda, that it's not a Yerusha only for the Klal Yisrael. It's a Yerusha to every single person individually. And it's very interesting where the Rebbe takes it from. The Rebbe is mitzayin ta Gemara in Pesachim. What does the Gemara say? The Gemara says, "Kol ha'isik b'teira lifnei am ha'aretz." A person who learns teira in front of am ha'aretz, kilu beil arusosi b'fonof. It's an embarrassment. Shenemar teira tzivo lonu meishe meirosha. Al tikri meirosho, elo meirosso. What does that mean? So Rashi teaches meirosso. Zok Rashi l'chol kihilas yankif. It belongs to every single yid. Therefore, the teira be'etzim belongs also to the am ha'aretz. Elo ma, the am ha'aretz can't. Technically learn the Teira. So if I learn Teira in front of the Am Ha'aretz, I'm Ki'ilu embarrassing the Am Ha'aretz. But this is only because it belongs to the Am Ha'aretz. So Ki'ilu, it's an embarrassment where I'm learning Teira which really belongs to him and he can't use it. So you see clearly from the Gemara that every individual has a Shaykhis to Teira. Very Gishmak, Hadrebbe brings out from this Gemara. And the Rebbe learns Pshat in the Posik. Mirosho kihilas yankiv. It's individual shaykes to every single one, and even to Am Ha'aretz. It doesn't belong generally to Klal Yisrael. To every prat of Klal Yisrael. And then that's what we see Teira is called Yerusha. And then we see Teira is called Mechira. Like it says in the Medrash, Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Mecharti Lochem Teiros, I sold you, mine Teira. And the Rebbe brings in the same Medrash, number 21, Hilekach Teiv Nasati Lochem. It's called a Mechira. It's called a Mechira. And it's interesting, the Rebbe is mitzayin to look at the Medrash. We'll not go into Inyan Barichis. If you look inside the Medrash, it's a whole Arichis, how the Medrash compares the Inyan of the Sinas HaTeir from the Eibush to Yidden, how a Mechira is between a Mechir to Alikeach. So it's clear from the Medrash we're referring to Teir as a Mechira. And then we see Teir is called a Matonu, Chenusach HaTfila, Zman Matan Teir HaSeidu. Let's learn Ha'ara 23. Ha'ara 23 is a very special Ha'ara. Besides the Etzem Ha'ara and Vort from the Rebbe, it shows us how the Rebbe is Medayik in every single word in Gemara, in every single word, even something which seems only Derech Agav, how by every Poshe the Rebbe learns a Gemara and a Rashi and a Shulchan Aruch Mamish is the Eib Dvar Hashem Mamish. Now the Rebbe is Medayik in every word and every letter. Let's see inside. So the Rebbe brings for the Mamorim of the Rebbe Maharash the Yeshleimar Matan Teiru Bechinas Matonah Shebetei. When you say the Lashon Matan Teiru refers to the Darga of Maton. And that's the source of what the Rebbe says in the Pnim of the Sikha, that when we say Zman Matan Teiru Seinu, it refers to the level of Maton. Now, when a Yid says Birchas HaTeir, And he says, "V'nosan lonu esterosi baruch ato Hashem neisen ateira." To which level in teira is it referring to? So the Rebbe Yishleimar dekoi al kol gimel in yonim shebateira. We're not saying the brach only in a certain part of teira. We're thanking the Ibishter for all the three levels in teira. L'chore the lashon is neisen matone. So the Rebbe says, not always we go into remedayik in this word when we're saying neisen dafke matone, not mechira. Sometimes we go into the Yuki Halashenis and we mean to go into the protim and the details, and we mean take three separate levels. But we can also refer, when we say the word Nesen Ateira, we can refer with the word Nesen also to Mechira and also to Yerush. Avshe b'mamori razal ha-mefurotim mechalkim min ha-mechir v'ha-nesen matone. In other words, in many Mamori Razal, when you go into the details, Mechir means selling, Nesen means giving. But not in every time you go into the details. Very interesting, the Rai the Rebbe brings. Let's see. Lohoyir mishuchanor cheshin mishpat simreish tezvav seivav haneisen karka kono hamikabel belei tevas b'matone sheberambam bekamot fusim sheina betfusrei mireishmem uveloshen harambam sheiviv beseis v'sham. Very interesting how the Rebbe brings a proof from a halach in cheshin mishpat. We know when a person sells something, we know there's different limits, what's included in the mechira, what's not. When a person sells a house, for example, not every utensil in the house, not every clay tashmish is included in the mechira. Certain things, yeah, certain things not. But when you give something, every single part is included. Because this klal is called haneisen ba'ayin yofen neisen. Whatever, when we give something, it includes everything. You're giving it with a good eye. You mean to include every single part, every single utensil of the house is included in the nesina. The loshen neshchnorich is like this: kon anesin karka. When someone gives karka to someone, kono hamikabel kol is kena everything. And what does it mean hanesin karka? It's parallel to hameicher karka. Hanes means he gives. If you look in the loshen of the Rambam, the lotion is haneisin karka bimatono. He gave the karka with a matone. Why does the Ram have to add on the word bimatone? Because by just saying the word haneisin karka, not necessarily has to mean bimatone. The word haneisin karka could also mean a mechire. So the Ram adds the word haneisin karka bimatone to tell me it's bimatone. Not all prints of the Rambam have the word b'matone. Some tfusim of the Ram do not have the word b'matone. But in the tfus that we have, it does say b'matone. In Shulchan Aruch it says, haneisin karka, doesn't say the word b'matone. So what do we see from here? That the word haneisin can have two meanings to it. Haneisin, when you want to go into detail, means matone, only matone. So we do not have to specify the word b'matone, because haneisin means b'matone. But sometimes haneisin can also mean it's a general word, so it can also include mechira. So that's why the Rambam specifies the word bematone. So the Rebbe is bringing a proof from the Loshon HaShulchan Aruch, whether we write the word bematone or we leave out the word bematone, that but the word matan or neisen ateire could also include other things, can also include mechir. And Yerusha. Very interesting how the Rebbe is medayik in every word. It's not for no reason that the Rambam wrote the word b'matone or took out the word b'matone. There is a meaning to it. In Siv Gimel, the Rebbe takes these three inyonim of Mecher, Yerusha, and Matone and brings it out how it is in Teire, Poshet, and Halach. Let's see inside. Al derech ze yeshnam bateira gimul in yonim meil. The first thing is, b'chinas Yerusha shabateira. Yerusha, we were madgish a shayach to every single person. A kakotin kagot. As long as you're part of Klal Yisroel. And this is the pshat of Mirosha Kilos Yankiv. Every is part of Kilos Yankiv. B'lochin ateiri Mirosha shalom. V'yodua di Yisroel Rashi Tevis Yishishim Ribei Eisi Yislateire V'kol Echad V'echo Mi Yisroel Yesh Li Eis Bateire V'yesh Leimar V'al Pizet Tum Takas Boras Achiyu Shu Shove V'kol Echad V'echo Mi Yisroel Lil Meiteire V'chol Matzev Shehu Nimtso. Every single person, no matter what and where and when, is mechuyev to learn Torah. There's differences how much and how much time, but the very chiyuv to learn Torah is equal by everyone. This is mitzad inyan hayerusha. Then there's the bechinas mecher Shabbat Torah. Mecher, the Rebbe explains, zuchelu kahavona Shabbat Torah. In other words, when you talk about inyan hayerusha Shabbat Torah, what we say, every yid has a shaychis, and that's the end of yeshishim ribei esiyas latera, that's not negeh so much to havona v'asogim. Every yid has a pnimi is dike shaykhs. The chayis of every yid comes from the fact that he has a eisen teir. That's his chayis. And this chayis that every yid receives from the fact that he has a eisen teir is not the ingin of avon of asog. And as the outcome of that, teir is shaykh to every single one. And therefore also expresses itself in the chiyuv of Talmud Teir. But the fact that every person is mechuyev to learn Teire is the outcome of the fact that every person has an internal keshen with Teire. That's mizike keshen. The inyan of mecher Shabbat Teire is the chelek havona. For this you have to invest. You have to pay. That's the inyan of havona, of aveda v'yegia, the toil and the horev in Teire. V'lo yogaito matzoso al taimin. What does it mean al taimin? I don't have a shaykhus to Teir, I have a shaykhus. But that's a shaykhus that's not connected to Havon of Asogim. If you want to understand Teir, you have to put yourself into it. You have to work, you have to pay. Dugma smecher, shalakeinel shalim tmuras achibet tzanikne. Val bechino zu amru razal haskin atzum cholil me Teir. She'eina Yerushaloch, you have to work on it and prepare yourself to learn Teir. This ingin of Havon of Asogim, there's already chiluki madregis. The king is agluim of a person is chiluki dargis. Not everyone is equal. So even though everyone has the etzem chiyuv of learning mitzvah, this etzem aneshome, mitzvah, this etzem shaykhus to Teira, but how much does he have to learn? That's already, there's chiluki one and then the next. Ubazeish chiluki madregis min kol echad ve'echad, shari ein de'isayim shovis, v'tolu yibitiv hakishreinis, eifun hayegiyah, depends how much you can, how much you put yourself into. Like the Rebbe brings in Hara 32, it depends on your Shadish and Shamala Milo. Not everyone can do it the same. That's how much you, it's Shaykh Bechlal, how much you can and how much you have to. The Chain Bechiyuv Halimud, Einachot Shavala Shani. The Shiyat Sayyidi Chivasim Limud, Perikachot Shachas, Perikachot Arvis. Some people are not just a little in the morning, a little at night. Egan Pokas Mize. It says some people even just by saying Krishma, the Yates of Talmud Teira. One person and the next, like the Rebbe explains, and then comes the level of Matana. What is the level of Matana? The level of Matana, just like we said before, the meaning of a Matana is not something that comes mitzad a relationship, mitzad your mitzvah, because you're a relative, or mitzad because you paid for it. The union of Matan is totally mitzad neisen. What does mean beruch in so in yonim? So the Rebbe bechnas matone shebeteire mashenitna lo odom matone mil mailo in yonim beteire shimlei kebeis bechines anal hamedudeis umugbolis lufiyarech odom nivra shari nimshoch esei lov mitzad mitzias shalei kevi yerusha vavone shalei kevi mecher. Mecher is totally your understanding. So I'm taking Teira because I understand. So of course it's totally in my mitzias. And even what I get in Teira mitzad Yerusha, this union of Yishish Yimribe, Aziz La Teira, is also a level in Teira which has a shaykhus to the person. Maton is lomailo meyev shoriyus hanivro la sigi bikeich atzmei. That is not shaykh to nivro bichlal mitzad atzmei. Uboim b'derech matonim ilmailo mitzad HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That mitzad Eibishter. Derech Maimer Chazal B'tchilo Yomei Shelo Mateiro M'shakcha. In the beginning it was learning and forgetting. At Shenit Noloi B'Maton. What does it mean? V'haino Shekdei Sha'ateire Tiyei Tzol Meisha B'Yifunitzchi L'maylo M'geder Nivro Sheyesh B'Shikha Hoyo Tzeirich Shetinosin Leimeis HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Maton. And the Rebbe explains over here, in very short, Abir Niflo, in this Maimer Chazal, what it means to Meisha Rabbeinu was learning and forgetting. Mitzad, the definition of a nivro is mugbo, a nivro is limited in the union of mokim and zman. This is what limits a nivro. A Nivra is not shaykh. There's no union of nitzchiyis by a Nivra. And therefore, by a Nivra, there is the union of shikha. That's a natural thing. It's demanded because of it's the very being of a Nivra. We say in the evening, ein shikha lifnei chisech veidecha. At the Eibush, there is no shikha. By a Nivra, there's shikha. So Meisher Rabbeinu, it's not being a Nivra, there was an even shikha. It's not shaykh otherwise. The Eibushter gave it to him in Matone, which means he should not forget. The Eibushter gave him such a part in Teira, which is Lomailo of the Geder of Nivroim. And that is not totally in Aveda Sodom. It doesn't have a Shaykhis Bechlalta Mitzi Sodom. That's exclusively Mitzad Beire. On the contrary, a person cannot do anything to be Mamshech, this Madrege. Because if it would be Mitzad, the person would already have a certain Hagbola to it. The Rebbe says this is what's called the union of Gero. Kishim shematoni dova sheini toli bedas amikabel v'rak bedas aneisen kein hu union hagero. A person, the whole union of hagero is not totally in your das. It's not totally. I cannot decide. I can plan the gero. Elo mi Hashem yipel hagero. V'lochin reinis gero al mashelo mailo mitam v'das odom. The Ian of Gero, when we talk in Aveda, the Ian of Gero, or when we talk about in the levels, the level Benefesh, where there is the Ian of Gero, Gero is a level which is called Yechidish and Benefesh, a level which is totally lemailo from the keichus of a person, what a person could accomplish through his Aveda and accomplish through his Metzias. That's the level of Gero. Let's see the Ha'aris on the Sikha. First thing is, we'll start with Ha'ara 29. In the Maimah, in the Sikha, it says, what's the meaning of Yerusha? Yerusha is connected to the Chiyuv of every person to learn Teira, no matter who he is. And this Chiyuv comes from the fact that every does a Yerush, every does a Shaykhus to Teira, a Kotin, a Godel, and the Mele has to learn Teira. The Rebbe brings some other mamorim. Over there it says, what's the meaning of Yerusha? You yashin. It means that one of the inyonim of Teira is that through Teira you pale a birur in inyoni ha'ilo. When a yid learns Teira and you learn what's osin and what's mutter, or explained in great length in chassidus, so through that you are being mevarer the dvorim gashim which you are learning about. And this is the pshat, that through being mevarer the dvorim gashmim, you yarshin, you inherit, your mamshich, very high edus, which is called the edus of Elam Ateyu. Because we know that the shenush of all the dvorim gashmim are coming from Elam Ateyu, and through Aveda Sabirurim, I'm yarshining, I'm getting something which is way above me. The Rebbe, brings over here in the Ha'ore. So l'chur, we have another emphasis, another nekude, what's the name of Yerusha? Yerusha, it says over here, the b'chinas Yerusha, let's see the Ha'ore inside, Ha'ore 29. B'han nisman b'ore 19 mevur, which is a Freidik Rebbe, is a maimer, a tofish tzadik hei. And over there it says, the b'chinas Yerusha, who inyin Yerushas, eiris de teyu, al yidei aveda sabirure. How does this connect to what we're talking over here about the union of Teira? It's the Gamze Shaykh Linyin HaTeira. The Rebbe brings the Loshen in the Mamorim. Al Yidei Eir HaTeira Yerish Nitzutas DeTeira. How? Peirik Echot Shachris, Peirik Echot Arvis, Shepoze Kol Yisroel Shovim, Sheyesh Lohem Din Yerusha. So we see how it connects the both in Yonim. The union of Yerusha, which we say that a person through learning Teira is mevarer birurim. The keyach that Ayid has to be mevarer birurim is not so much mitzad havone vasoge of Teira. The keyach that he has to be mevarer birurim through Teira is mitzad the pnimizdika connection he has to Teira, mitzad the level of Yerusha. Which in that all the Yidden are equal. And therefore, even a Yid that's only learning Peirik Echot Shachris or Peirik Echot Arvis also has the ability to be Mevarer Birurim. So we see how the Rebbe connects in this order the two aspects that this explains B'negei the union of Yerusha of Teira. The union of Yerusha of Teira, which expresses itself in the equal Chiyuv of every Yid to learn Teira, and the union of Yerusha, which through that he yarshins and is Mamshech the Eidus of Teira. We know that besides what we're learning over here, the inyan of Yerusha, Matone, and Mecher, there's another loshen which is used by Negeya Teira, which is the loshen of Chelek. Every Yid has a Chelek in Teira. This inyan is discussed weiter in the Sikha, and we learned it also in the Akdama of Tanya. The Akdama of Tanya, it says that every single Yid has a Chelek prati in Teira. The Alter Rebbe writes in the Akdama that not every single Yid is Zeche to know what is his Chelek prati in Teira. The Alter Rebbe is Loshen. The Alter Rebbe is Loshen in the Akdama is Hari in kol odom Zeche. Even though the Torah is also given in bechlal, in a general way, and also a prat, in an individual way, every person has a certain part in Torah which is individually connected to him, but not everyone knows what is his chelek prati in Torah. That's the concept of chelek. Now this meaning of chelek, that every Yid has a in certain part in Teira, a certain chelik in Teira, which that's the pshat of b'sein chelkeinu b'sein asecha, to which level is this shaykh to? Is this shaykh to the inyan of Yerusha? Is this more shaykh to the inyan of Mechira? This is what the Rebbe discusses in Arit 34. Let's see inside. V'tzorich iyun, le'iza b'chine shaykh ha'chelik shebateira sheyesh lekol echad v'yechad. We know every person has a chelik in Teira. What is the chelki havaya? The Ebrish that is mine chelik. That means every person has an individual chelik in Teir. Urei hapsagdir mishkanoruch admor hazoki. The kol echad ve'echad ish lechelik bepadish abateir. So the Rebbe says it's not clear. Mitzorich iyun. The Rebbe does not say clearly if it's shaykh to the inyan of Yerusha. Or it's shaykh to the inyan of Mechira. On one hand, we can say it's inyan of Yerusha, because maybe the fact that I have a certain chelik in Teira is not something called pitam vadas, it's something which is higher than tam vadas, higher than havana. On the other hand, the fact that I have a certain chelik in Teira is, it means a certain chelik in Teira which is negeya to me, and I can be mechadish in that chelik, it's more shaykh to havana vasoge. So the Rebbe says, brings a tzorich iyun on this inyan, and the Rebbe brings some other mamorim where it explains what we say in davening, Ashreinu, Matev Chalkeinu, and it refers over there that it's going on Avede Shal Pitam Vodas. And the same thing we bring also from the Feidike Rebbe's mamorim in other places in Tavshin, that Chalkeinu is Keiches Protim, which Keiches Protim is Tam Vodas. So seemingly that the inyan of Chelik, we see in different Mekeiris, is referring to Keiches Protim to Havane Varsogi. But still, the Rebbe remains with a Tzorich Iyun on this thing. Let's go weiter to the Inyan of Matone, Hora 35. We'll give a Shtikal Hagdom before we learn this Hora insight. In the Sprach of Chassidus, we know that there is different levels of Isarusa de Loyela. Usually we know that every Isarusa de Losata is Mamshich and Isarusa de Loyela. Through my Aveda, we're Mamshich HaMshochem Ilmaila. But when the HaMshochem Ilmaila is coming mitzad the Isarusa de Losata, so then, the Hamshochem El Mailo is limited and lefi erech in accordance to the Isusa de Losata. Masha'in came. There's a higher level of Isusa de Loyela that the Loshen is. She'in Isarusa de Losata Magas Loshon. It's Isarusa de Loyela that Isarusa de Losata, there's no Aveda which could reach that Isusa de Loyela. And that Isusa de Loyela is Nimshech, Nimshech from itself. We have to mention, and it's negiat and hemshech of the sikhe, that even that level of Yisusa de Layela, which is nimshech mitzad atzmei, is only after you have the shleimus of your aveda, then is nimshech the Yisusa de Layela mitzad atzmei. Loshen of the Zeyar is kutshabricho li sharyo elo basar shlim. The Eivishter is only the wells in a place that's Bishleimus. Not because, not that your Shleimus is Mamshich, your Shleimus cannot affect that level. But in order that for Eirin Sof to be Sheira, he needs a place where to be Sheira. And Mele cannot be a Sar Pogum, it cannot be a place which is not, doesn't have any, didn't do any Aveda Bechlal. So first it has to be the Yisrusa de Lysato, which is Mamshich, the Yisrusa de Lyeil on the lower level, and after that could be the Hamshochev of the higher Yisrusa de Lyeil, which is not limited according to the Madrege of the Aveda. And that's what the Rebbe explains in Order 35. When we're saying that Matone is totally exclusively Mitzvah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ki Matone Bechinas Isaruso De Le'elo She'ein Isaruso De Le'sato Magasho. That's the need of Matone. It's not totally in our Aveda. And it's not that your Aveda was Mamshech or was pale anything in that level. So now that we have clear what's the three in Yonim of Mecher, of Yerusha and Matone, of Yerusha, Mecher and Matone, we'll go back again, what we mentioned before, what he's saying, davening, Ashreinu Matev Chalkeinu. And the Rebbe mentioned in the end of the Ha'ori, he brought from the Fedik Rebbe's Mamorim, Chalkeinu refers to the level of Tam Vadas. It refers to the level of the Keiches Protim. Now, in Ha'ori 37, the Rebbe explains all these three in Yonim, we learned here in the Sichi, Yerusha, Mecher, Matone. How this goes into the words of Ashrei Matev Chalkei. Zog the Rebbe Val Pizei Yishleimar de Gimolo in Yonim Mecher Yerusha Matone. Mas'imim lehagimol Sheines Benusach Atfil. First we say Ashrei Matev Chalkeinu Umanoim Geir Aleinu Mayof Yerusha Seinu. So what's the name of Chalkeinu the Chelek Yishleimar Shudugmas Bechinas Mecher Shebateiro Hamodud Lefiyarech HaYegiyeh. Like we mentioned before in Order 34 from the Mamorim from the Feidik Rebbe that this is going on, the union of Tam Vadas. Tam Vadas is the union of Yegiyeh. That's the Yisrusa de Lesato, which brings the Yisrusa de Lyeilo in accordance and Lufi Erech, the Yisrusa de Lesato. Very interesting. Again, how the Rebbe connects the Yonim and Teira. The Rebbe brings a Loshim. David HaMelech said, "Benigeya the Sholol Melchome, what you take by Melchome, shetzorich lis Yachdov Yachleiku." So, what does mean Yachdov Yachleiku? We're talking about what you took by a war. That's the meaning of Yegiyah, and we're using the term of Yachleiku Chelik. So, you see, the Chelik is connected to Yegiyah, and the Rebbe again refers to that order where we saw that the Rebbe was still tzorichiu, not clear, but that's what it says in different Mamorim, that Chelek refers to the Madreik of Tam Vadas, the lower level, Mechir. Then, there's the union of Geirol. What's Geirol? Dugmas Bechinas Matonesh Batei. Like we're saying over here, Geirol is L'mayel B'Tam Vadas. And then you have, Mayofa Yerusha Seinu. Yerusha, as we said, is like the middle level. Mitzad Echod, there's no union of Yegiyah involved, not union of Avon Vasoge, but there is Epes HaShaychus. So in davening, this Loshen, Chalkeinu, Geiroleinu, Yerusha Seinu, is these three in Yonim. Chalkeinu is Mechire, and Geiroleinu is Matone, and Yerusha is Yerusha. So the Rebbe in Siv Dalot. Omno. Im yeist de matone bo ach ve rak mit zeine shel nesen ha matone vol im tsada vidos shel am kabu af op ik in omru razal i lav di yoy david le nay khil naf shel i have yoy ivle if he wouldn't make him a naches he wouldn't make him a pleasure he wouldn't give him a matone you don't give a matone to anyone a matone you give to someone who caused you a tainuk. So what does it mean? So are we saying again that Maton is totally in Aveda? We just said before Maton is not totally in Yisrusa de Lesato. What does this mean? So say first in the Kodah Baal Peh. When we say there is Yisrusa de Lesato which brings Yisrusa de Lesato, what does that mean? Yisrusa de Lesato is Mamshich Yisrusa de Lesato. It means that we're talking about such a level in Elokus which has a certain erech. It has an erech, a certain relationship. So just let's imagine that when you do something good, or someone does something good to you, or someone, let's say, works for you, you have to pay him. You cannot not pay him. Because he did something which is which you have to pay him back. Al derech zeh, this dargi of aveda is sarusa de losat. Of course, the Eibishter is not muchrich in anything, but that's the way the Eibishter was beiched, the way it should be. That in this madrege of Isarusa de Lusato, which reaches this level of Isarusa de Loyeo, the level of Mechir, there's a certain erech between these two dargis and Kaviyocho. This is the way it has to be. There's a certain erech, and your aveda has a certain is relevant. Your aveda is important in that madrege. And your aveda is bad, some important. Your aveda is means something in that level. So Ki'ilu Neymar will say that Kaviyochol, your aveda is Kilo Machriach. It has to be. The Hebrew has to give mitzad your aveda. You deserve it. You did something special. And mitzad the characters of your aveda is mons and demands there has to be this Amshach. Again, we have to make it clear the Eibish that is was keveh, that's the way it should be. But once that's the way he wanted it should be, that's the way it is. What does matone mean? Matone, even after someone did something good for me, doesn't mean that I have to give him. So when I do give him, I could say I was muchich, he schlepped me, he was machriach me. No, not at all. It's I decided to give. But in order for me to decide to give, like we mentioned before, the Lashon of the Zeyer, the Eibishter is not Shari Basar Shlim. It's not Shari Basar Pogum. A person doesn't do anything, you don't stop giving matonis. So the Mele, there has to be that the person did something, and therefore it caused by me a certain Kiruv Hadas. I feel a certain in Shaykhis. I feel a certain netiyah by me. Yes, I want to give. But even this netiyah, even this shaykhis that I feel to him, it's all in my world. It's all in the world of the nason. There's no real connection from the nason to the mekabel. You cannot say the mekabel schlepped the nason. You cannot say the mekabel, there's no erech between the mekabel and the nason. Therefore, it's not be'efen of hechech. Hechech means that there is an erech. There's a real relationship. So the mele, this hamshachi relates to the matter, not only mitzad the mile. Mashingin by matone, the hamshachi relates only to the mile. Norvos, the mikabel was gated in the world of the mile, was gated a certain netiyah, a certain iseirus, that I should think about you and I should want to give you. But when I give, it's because I decided to give. That is the end of Maton. What does it mean, Lamailo? Lamailo, it means that even the inyonim which come mitzad Lamailo without any Aveda, it means it comes from a level that Aveda is not machriach, Aveda is not berech. But there has to be first the inyon of Aveda. There has to be first the inyon of Asar Shlim. And that's what the Rebbe explains in Sif Dal. Let's see inside the Sif. Again, Omnom. אם יש את המתונה בו אך ורק מרציני של נסן המתונה ולא אם מצד אבי דוסי של המקבל אף הוא בכין אומרו רזל אליו דאובי לי נייכו לנפשי להווי יוהיב לו, he wouldn't give him the present שגם מתונה קשורו בעבד עשה מקבל שנסן המתונה אלו משרוי לו a person, we said for asar pogim a place that's pogum he don't give matonis אלו שבכל זה נקרא בשם מתונה, why? כי אבד עשה מקבל עניונו, רק שגירם אסנייכו. It gives me a pleasure. ובמילו נטיאס הנפש של הניסן על המקבל. אבל אין אבד עשה מקבל מכריחו שתינוסן לי המתונה, ואין יוכל לדבי עשה מתונה בשביל אבדוסי. If it's בערך, I could demand it. If it's מוכרח, I can demand. It's only in the world of the nation there's an atia to this inyan. But it's still not connected to the Mekabel. It's not something the Mekabel could demand, and I can say the Mekabel was Machriach. Ubo rak mertzeinei hatev shel neisen hamaton. Hayinu shamaton eino klal me'erko muhuso shel avedas hamekabel. Because if I'm giving you mitzad ahechrich, I only give as much as you deserve. But over here, since sof kol sof, it's coming mitzad the neisen, so of course it's a lot more than what the person deserves. We'll go after the brackets, and I'm at 118. Dugmas in Yezem, Otsino Gambegeiro.
It says with child chubas chavis yoir. Shekori vadover. Shim hagero kehegin. Yidbag be hashgocha olyeno. Mesugol lehashgocha im nase kehegin. Very geschmacker word.
Usually, a gero is not totally in a vedit. We said before menashamayim. But still, it says if you do the gero in a proper way, this itself is me'ere l'mayla a'inyin of hashgocha. This itself is me'ere l'mayla that there should be, that the gero should be a place where the hashgocha l'yene can be nizgal. Does it mean that if I did the gero properly, I'm being machriach? Machriach da hashgocha l'mayla? No, it's not any of Aveda. Gail is not Aveda. But Afol Bikain, it's like we said before, it's an Asar Shlim. If the Gail is done properly, oh, this is a place where the Hashgocha Lina could be Nizgal. Valderech Zeb in Yonay. Valderech Zeb in Chiras Matone the Gail Shabbatay. Bechina Zuni Tennis Leho Odom Raksha Ovid Naichol and Afsh. When you bring Tainuk to the Ebishter. And how do you bring Tainuk to the Ebishter? Al the Shlemus Avidose Kifi Cholte Shilhanivra. V'rak oz nitan le mil mailo b'matone mashelo mailo me'avedes od. V'alderech maimer azal hanal b'negei alomeisha. V'la'acha shoyo leimdo b'keyach atzmi k'chol yicholtei. Nitan le mil mailo b'matone b'eifanitz. So on one hand we're saying that the Meisha Rabbeinu got it b'matone. So Afo beginning had to learn. Because only after he learned. And like the Rebbe says over here in order 48, the Gami Sarusa de Leyelo Shebobo de Rechmatone, it's still only Shero Mizgale Elok She Shleimus Bemaisi Atachtenim. And to explain that a little bit better, that Gosh is Eine Shero Mizgale. There is the Etzem Hamshoche, the actual Hamshoche. The actual Hamshoche is not totally the Mekab. But Mitzat Sheini, I need a place where to be Nimshach. The Hamshoche should be Nizgale in a certain place. A place that's not bishleimus, the amshocha milmailo cannot be nizgala there. So b'meila, first you have to have the shleimus emaisi atachteinim, and then when the amshocha milmailo comes, and the amshocha milmailo tai comes mitzadatzmei, it's a place. It has where to come. It's an asar shlim, not asar pog. It has a place to come. V'alderech zeh ben yonei. If there's no inyan of Yisusa de Lusata, no inyan of Leimda, or the Gadol is not Kehagin, there's no room, there's no place, no mokim where the Hashgocha Elgeinu can be Nizgala. There's no mokim for the Matonet to be Nizgala. So therefore, there has to be first the Shleimos in Aveda Sanivroim, the way it's Mitzadatzma. After you have the Shleimos in Aveda Sanivroim, the way it's as much as a Nivro could get to. So then, in this place, could be Nizgala, the Inyan of Matone, could be Nizgala, the Sarusa de Leyelo Mitzadatz. Even though that the Etzem Hamshoch is not coming Mitzad de Mato, it's coming Mitzad de Mai. We will go over Sif Hei and Vav in the Siche. And we'll go straight to Sif Zayin. In the end of the Siche, the Rebbe explains a very Yisid Zikinyan, which we find many, many times in the Rebbe's Siches again and again. The kesher of Aid with the Eibishter. Mitzad, what is that? Mitzad, the din of Emunah, of Kabbalah Seil, or it's based on Avon of Asoga. And we know that the Rebbe always explains, and that's also the teichen of the end of this sikh, that there has to be both in Yod. On one hand, the Yisod is not based on Avon of HaSoga. The Yisod of the Kesher of Ayid and the Eibishter is based mitzad der Eibishter. Mitzad der Eibishter. Not mitzad Avedis Zara. And that's why the kesher of Ayid and the Eibishter is a kesher built in Mugbul has no limit. It is not Mugbul of Yigidri Hanivra. And this is the inyan of the first Dibris on Neichi, Vayelikecho, and Iyelecho, which talks about the inyan of Kabbalah, Seom Al-Hoshamayim, and this we heard from the Eibishter himself, Natsalam and Mutz, Natsalam Beit Shirabeit. That's the Yisod. That's the Yisod of Matan Teir. That's the inyan of Matan. Then, b'nesef to that, there's another inyan. That also b'shas ayid is has to bring it down in avonav asog, and brings it down in aveda protis, and brings it down individual aveda, the aveda mukbeles of ayid. So mitzad echad we want to have the inyan of avonav asog. And mitzadechol, we want that the kesher from Ayid and the Eibish should also be pale on the keches protim of Ayid and the aved the protis of Ayid. But b'yachadim ze, it all has to be connected to this yisaid of emuna and kabbalah seh. It could be, Ayid could wake up in the morning and says, Mei dani lefonecha, heitu l'Hashem kirev v'shmei, emuna and kabbalah seh. And then once he comes to the, and then he gives himself over to the Eibish, but the kudus ha'ismasrus shalomayil mitam v'das, which cannot be expressed higher than any prat, higher than anything, higher than avon v'asogi. But then, when he brings it down into pratim, when he brings it down avon v'asogi, he loses, it's disconnected from that yisod, of that amun and kabbalah seil. And the aveda v'ayid is that the amun and kabbalah seil should be nirgish in every single prat of chayi yodam. That even when he's busy with avinyin of avon, even if he's busy with inyan of seichel, and even if he's busy with inyan proti, afo bekein should be nirgish in this, that it's all mitzad emune, and all mitzad kabbalah seil, shalomayil mitam vodas. And that's the nekuda that the Rebbe explains here in Seif Zayin. What's the insight? Yidu ashita saramban, ve'ed, the beches dibris harishein achreinis, shomu b'nei Yisrael keil ishra kadesh baruch hu. Avolei hevinu mashenem, didn't understand. V'hutzrach meisher Rabbeinu lachzir ulefarshan bishvilam. You have to explain. V'lchur einemu. Mai yateyelos bishmi askeil hadibris mibli lahavinu. What's the purpose in hearing a voice not understanding? And beis, ma'utam achiluk. And beis dibris harishayin is that they also understood, and the other eight did not understand. V'habir bazen. Alu di hadibris oneichi v'l'iyel l'cho nim shchul b'nei Yisrael emune b'ashem b'kabol aseil malchusei v'derech matonim ulmailo. V'lochin shomu eison mipi ha'gvuro shelei aludei emtsos meishen. Straight from the Eibishter. Ovnam ein maspik shemuna v'kabol aseil eilu tiyeno eitzel ha'odom from kloli. It should be only in a general way. Elo tzriche sein lohoin avidosei b'kiyum kol echod v'echod meha mitzvus. V'shas being mekayim ha'mitzvi protis. It should be nirgish. Why are you doing it? Because the Eibishter said. If we would only hear a neichi of liyelecha from the Eibishter, would be a disconnection. Yeah, neichi Hashem olikecha. That's talking about kabbalah seil shalomayil mitam badas. Yeah, that's connected to the Eibishter. But then when it comes to leisignei, leisirtzach, the individual mitzvahs, which really start making sense, that's already disconnected from that yisod of kabbalah seil, and therefore the Eibishter had to say also the eight dibros harishenis. But in what way did the Eibishter say it? He said it in a way of only hearing the kale, not understanding. Why is that? So the Rebbe explains, because the inyan, what we're trying to get here, is not the havone vasogi part. We're trying to get the kabbalah seil part. So it's the understanding leisignei, that's not what we're looking for. We're looking for that when you do leisignei, you should have, you should hear a hecherkeit, you should hear it's coming from the Eibishter. You should hear the voice of the Eibishter. You should hear the kabbalah seil, not the havone. You hear there's something higher than the havone. And that you should hear also when you're busy with the havone, also when you're doing leisignei. That's the inyan of aseres hadibros.
Now we understand what the connection from Geirol to Aseres HaDibris is. Kol Eiver al HaGeirol ke Eiver al Aseres HaDibris. Because what's the Eiver of Aseres HaDibris? Aseres HaDibris, the entire Aseres HaDibris, is all the Eiver of Emunah and Kabbalah Seil. And to bring that down into Prot. But through and through the Aseres HaDibris, we see that there is the Inyan of L'mayl Mitan Vodas. And that's the Aved of HaGeirol. Going back to the beginning of the Sikh, Al pi kol anal yuvn mashechaluk aseret Yisrael, hoisa al pi geirol dafke. Because in yono shel eret Yisrael, kemei shenemar tomid eini Hashem olikecho bo, mereishis ashono vadach rishono, shebo meir elekusi izbori begilui, bili alom ezvesterim shel ilom hazi. V'dovor ze shebe ilom hazi agashmi vachumri emokim shebe yoyer elekus begilui, is lumaylo mi avedas hanivroi. This is the end of a matona. This doesn't make any sense. Al pi gidri hanivroi. Lochin kam eifun chaluka soorets ho yitzorech liis al yide geirol dafke. Shi chaluka shalei al pi tam vodaz shal ha'odom. We needed a geirol. But on the other hand, there was also the inyan of seich. Like we said before, Saida was the Yin of Geirol, and there was also the Rav Tarbu Nachlosi. When do we get the Yin of Matone? After you have the Shleimus of your Aveda. And that's what the Rebbe ends of the Sikh. Uchshem shen izbayr li'il, di b'chinas Matone v'Geirol bo la'achrei Shleimus Avedas HaNivro, came in Idnze. Rak la'achrei atzivu yil Rav Tarbu Nachlosi v'la matamit. After you have the Aveda al pitam vodas. Azai hoiso atolos ageirol, shali dizen izgalso chalukas eretz Yisroel, kmeishi alpi ashgocha uyeino begili meis HaKadosh Baruch. So we need both in Yonim. We need the Shleimus, we need Tam Vodas, and the Shleimus of Tam Vodas. And in the Aveda of Tam Vodas, should be nizgala that all this is alpi ageirol. And like we saw in Aseretz HaDibris, there was the two Dibris Orishenis, and then again the other eight Dibris, which the Ebershter said, we didn't hear, we didn't understand, the Ebershter said it, to bring down the level of Matone, to bring down the Emunah and Kabbalah Seil, also on the level of Tam Vodas. But of here we see the Hadgoshe, in order to be Emes, to be a Keli, we should have the Gili of Matone, we first have to have the Shleimus of Tam Vodas. And when we have the Shleimus of Tam Vedas, then we can take have the Yid of Matone be his galus. So first came the Yid of Laraf Tarbo Nachlose. And after that, we can come to the Gilui of the Madrege of Geiro, which is in Ganser Lomayla Mitam Vedas. So, the Minisakim, the Siche, again, it's a very, you say this, the Siche, and it's important to mention in other Mamorim, I'll just maybe sign one maimer, the maimer of Teirot Tziva, Tov Shin Chov Gimel. It's a little bit in Yonim different. Sometimes we talk a little bit on the other Eifen, the Seder Hadvarim. But the way it's Mavur in this Sikh is, Mimata Lomailo, first the level of Mecher, which is Alpia Vaneva Soge, there's the Yin of Yerusha, which is Taka higher than that, and it's equal by everyone, but still a level which is connected to Metziyah Sa'odom, there has to be a Shaykhis. And then there's the union of Matone, which Matone is a higher union. Matone is a union, it's in Gans not Begidre HaNivro. It's in Gans not Begidre HaBeire. And to come to this union, we first have to have the Hagdome of Yerusha and the Chira, has to be union of Lei Meteira. And this Inyan of Limud HaTeira is Mamshech, the level of Matone. And this Inyan expresses itself also in Chalukas Oretz, where you have the Inyan of Larav Tarbu Nachlosei, the Avedish Alpitam Vodas, the Asar Shlim, the Isaruso de Lesat, as much as a person could get. And then you come to the Isaruso de Lielo, which is higher in Ganzen than Avedish Sod.